text line tonight.
It's dangerous right there.
Yeah, I know. But saying about 18 to 22, the Badgers starters are upperclassmen, okay? So those upperclassmen have had three head coaches,
mm-hmm.
been through COVID. Many of them have had to deal with injuries, adversities, different things. Many of them have had multiple position coaches.
Yeah.
You just...
That's a good point, too.
You wonder if these guys that, you know, the junior class, the senior class, the ones that Northwestern leaned on a little bit more, this group just, you know, not that you check out. You don't. You can't. But, man... How much gas do you have left in the tank?
Gone through a crazy amount, and those guys that were here last year, like you said, and they've had three head coaches in the last year and a half. And 262 says, if they'll inherit a losing program? No, but he inherited a program that was good enough to get a coach fired midseason last year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Is that blunt enough for you? This is not a program that has struggled consistently, but it's one that was on a downward trend that was worrisome enough for most of the same people on this text line last year to be blasting us through the first 5 weeks that there's got to be changes, there's got to be changes. Well, now you got your changes. Now you got to be able to see them through. And it's going to take more than 10 games.
You know, and that's the beauty of sports fans. We always love their passion and everything else. You and I sat in the same spot last year after they were flat-out embarrassed by Illinois.
Yep.
Embarrassed by Illinois. And it was shortly thereafter, decision was made that the program needed to go into a different direction, mm-hmm. right? But it wasn't made by a university president. It wasn't forced upon them because there was allegations of this or different things like that. It was done by someone who was a former player.
Yeah.
Who knew the program, a highly successful player who played here, who knows culture, knows what Wisconsin football is like and what it needs to be to be successful.
And that one right there was that he felt like there needed to be a shift.
Yes.
In that. So as much as people that did and are frustrated and want more of what Wisconsin football used to look like.
Right.
The guy you just mentioned was the one that said, yeah, but if we're going to get this better, make this better, we're going to have to make it look a little different.
We hired, at that time, the College Football Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best. That's the commitment the university made to you as fans, as season ticket holders, as boosters, as alumni, as to players. We went out and got the best guy for this job. Is this where we want to be tonight? Nope. Not. But I believe that Luke Fickell has not become a bad football coach overnight.
No, I don't
I don't
so
believe that Phil Longo suddenly, who made Drake May and some others in his career great quarterbacks, made offenses cook, I don't believe he suddenly lost his stuff.
Mm-mm. No, okay? I don't think so either. That they're in a position right now where they're turning over and getting guys that fit what they do. And I see another one here that great coaches work with the players that they have and get the best out of them. I think they've gotten the best out of the guys that they have right now. Right now, they have not played well enough in the last 2 weeks, and that's remarkably concerning. But at some point, I heard a video that the university released of Fickell. One of his speeches throughout the week was intrinsic motivation. You can't, as a coach, understand what makes every single player. Your job is to know what makes them tick, what brings the best out of them. You can't make them be the best version of themselves every morning.
No, that comes from within.
That comes from within.
Yeah, that comes from within. So, deep breaths, everybody. Badgers fall tonight to Northwestern by a score of 24-10. We'll have some final thoughts as we continue. Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show live from the set here at Union South. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At Crystal Farms, farm and family are at the heart of everything we do. It's why we source our dairy from family farms across the Midwest, and why we're proud to have a place on family dinner tables all over the heartland. For any family that cares about giving the best to those close to them and the farmers who help put food on all of our tables, we proudly offer Crystal Farms cheese.